This is a new endeavor, so I ask your patience as I strive to learn how to do this a little better, but I hope that our words will be instructive and helpful to you. And certainly, there are many times in our life when we are asked to believe. From a very early age, we learn to believe our parents. This belief comes from things that we learn from our relationship to them from the time we were born. Very early, a baby begins to believe that someone will answer their cries. It doesn't take long for that same baby to develop the belief that mom and dad are the ones most eager to see to their needs. While the thought process might not be fully developed at such an early age, we can certainly observe the results of that growing belief. No matter when a need may arise, children learn early that parents are ready to help. This is one reason it is so sad to see a parent that does not give attention to the needs of a child. That child will lose their belief in the parent if it continues. We also see belief develop as children grow and begin to learn about the world around them. Generally, adults are believed by children to be helpful and caring. They begin to learn that adults are looking out for their best interest. In a general sense, children also will give attention to the direction of an adult because they believe in their protectiveness. When children are near danger, a quick stop, move away from any adult can be all that is needed to save them from harm. Parents help with this by pointing out certain adults or types of authority figures that are important to heed. Teachers, law officers, emergency workers, and those with experience in various areas of life can be pointed out by parents to help children learn better who to trust for guidance. Even signs and symbols are often shown to children to help them find the right way to act in different situations. As we grow and learn, we come to understand that some adults are to be given greater attention than others because of their position and experience. We generally don't point our children toward a teenager to learn how to drive a car. All of these are the result of giving attention to the parent, who is our first authority figure in life. In a similar manner, we need to develop a belief in God. As with a child, this belief must be based on evidence. Paul told the Roman brethren, however, they did not all heed the good news, for Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our report?" So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Hearing the word is necessary if we are to believe the word. In fact, the preserved scripture is for the very purpose of producing belief. In John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, we read, "Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Notice, John tells us the actions of Jesus will help us believe. Just like with our parents, watching the life of Jesus and listening to his instruction will develop a trust and belief that he will point us in the way that is best. When we take the time to read and hear the message that has been delivered to us from God, we can develop the belief needed to bring us to the salvation that is only found in Jesus the Christ. First of all, we will see a belief in God as creator and the one in dominion over the world. From that, our continued study will bring about a belief in God's love and care for his creation. If we continue to give attention to the revelation of God found in Scripture, a belief in his superior knowledge and ability will cause us to give greater attention to his instructions. God points out to us authority figures. Jesus did so, as he points out various ones that have received authority from God. The first of these were the 12 apostles as they were designated on Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, as Peter stands up with the 11, lifting up his voice and addressing them, he said, "Men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel, and in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Later, others were pointed out as important for instruction and guidance, inspired men, older women, etc. The Apostle Paul gives us a list of some who should be heeded as he writes to the brethren in Ephesus. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11, "And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." We can give heed to such as these because God has indicated their authority. We must keep in mind that deviation by these from the teaching of God would disqualify them from such a position. God's word is the only authority to which any man can appeal and remain pleasing in his sight. Peter tells us, "For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." And when Paul gave instruction to the Ephesian elders for the last time, he said in Acts 20 and verse 32, "And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified." The more time we spend in the word of God, the stronger our belief in his existence and his desire to help us will become. Just as continued exposure to the love and care of a parent brings a stronger and more developed trust within a child, our ongoing exposure to how God has cared for his people in the past and his continued expression of care for us today will cause our belief in him and his word to grow. The word will draw an honest heart closer to God. Once the word has developed our belief in God and his plan to bring us back to him, that belief will begin to pull us toward obedience. The stronger our belief, the greater will be our desire to submit to his will. We will answer his call and give attention to his word. Belief brought about by the word will lead to obedience and salvation. John tells us, "But as many as received him, to him he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." I thank you for listening. Hope that these lessons that are presented will be of benefit to you. And if you feel that it is beneficial to share them to others, please feel free to do so. Thank you.